It is March 1st, 2024, and it's 10:52 a.m. And yesterday I did not do a log because it was a chaotic day. I spent the whole day downtown, and by the time I got home, it was just too late. I was just too exhausted, so I decided not to record anything and give you guys a catch up on yesterday's events. Yesterday was completely downtown. I'm not sure if I mentioned before that we have a family illness, terminal illness happening actually with the family, and I spent the whole day downtown to just hang out and with family, and in the afternoon we had to rush one of the family members to the hospital because of lack of because the illness actually kicked in a bit. So we rushed that person to the hospital yesterday and spent better part of the day down at the hospital ER and trying to get some get her in and get that person sorted out. Let's just say that person's still at the hospital right now, and I'm going to be heading downtown later on this afternoon just to relieve one of my siblings from the ER. So someone's always there. We're still waiting for it to get a room so we can transfer that person to semi-private room, maybe a private room depending what's available. So we're going to be doing that today. We're also got scheduled to regarding shifts, stay bedside vigil, not vigil, sorry, wrong word, bedside, keep the person company and make the person laugh a bit. So we're going to be sorting that out tomorrow as well too. So I'll be spending majority of the weekend downtown and just hanging out down there. And yeah, so I'm still trying to figure out what's the best way to tell friends what's actually happening. I'll probably do that, write a draft message tomorrow so I can send that out. So it's a little difficult to maneuver my way with on this one. Yeah, just a little hard. The only thing that's keeping me sane right now is the podcast, this log, and work. I did make a decision. I think I did mention several times that I'll be putting Camping with Lenny on hold for now, and trying to sort that out. Hopefully not the whole year, but enough that it will significantly not go camping at all this year. But we'll see. We'll see what's gonna happen. But yeah. Well, the good news is, remember my keyboard stand? Yeah, it's actually on my desk right now and it's working perfectly. I do have several monitors that I have to fix a bit so I can lift the whole monitor up high when I'm using it, so I don't have to look down as often. But yeah, no, it's working perfectly, and I'm very excited about this keyboard stand. One of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to use. So yeah, so that I just want to give you a heads up. It is working perfectly. It works perfect. It goes really high up, so I'm very happy with that. So yeah, I've been standing up all day from my desk on a big monitor instead of my dinky computer monitor, laptop monitor. So I'm very happy with the setup. So yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, I just want to let you guys know why I didn't put a log yesterday. It's just been a very difficult day yesterday. It is 8:08 p.m. So today was a very productive day. I ended up not going downtown for a couple of reasons. One is wife is a little not feeling well after surgery, so I just stayed home, keep an eye on her. And also I tried to finish all my work that I need to do for next week as well. As soon as I finish that off, this means I don't have to do it, or I just have to clean up the data, the design for next week. So I can spend more time downtown. So that's done. A couple of things I do want to talk to you about is is one of them is actually my setup, my desk setup right now with this keyboard riser. I'm loving every single minute of it. It works so well that I'm literally going to be cleaning up the office just to make it even better. I was literally standing up all day today just doing some work and also recording an episode of your Bookmark podcast. And I did everything standing up. And to be honest with you, I feel good. Like, I really feel good. I did meet my my calories and my stand-up time allotment according to my watch. But exercise-wise, it did not work. So I think the combination of having standing up all day and doing walking around throughout the day, it will help significantly a lot just to keep me in shape. Also the one thing that I was looking at as well too, when I finish admiring my setup, is how to start packing all my podcasting gear for on location recording. One of the biggest things that I have to make sure is to have my Rode podcaster accessible, because when we do a your Bookmark podcast, we're doing it remotely. I apologize. I'm like super tired and sleepy. When we do a remote podcast recording at your Bookmark podcast, I do need to use this one because we do use a reference audio. So I need to use Mix Minus. Typically, I use the Centron Sportcaster, but comes to the point now that I do need to compress my signal, my recording, my voice, real time, just to make it easier for me, especially if I send it over to my partner for him to edit. So it just makes it a lot easier that way. Also, if we're doing a four-person recording, I'll be using the Rodecaster. But for a two-person, I'll be using my tube mic preamp with a compressor in it, because to be honest with you, that compressor sounds it's super clean. I really do like it, so I'll be using that more for a two-person. So I need to start packing all that up together and putting it in the proper case/bag. But I think I'll be doing that for the next couple of weeks, because I do want it up to be ready to go when recording. And if I am using it, I can just take it out pretty easily and go for that. So, yeah. So that's the thing that I've been doing all day today. But tomorrow, for sure, I'm heading downtown. I'm heading downtown to spend time downtown for the next couple of days. And so I'll be going back and forth. So it's gonna be good. I am planning to bring the recorder. I'm still debating if I'm going to bring my computer with me, because depending on what I have access to the internet, doing the edits and all that stuff for my log, and do some research regarding how to pack my preamp and tube from the ART ones together, because I'm trying to find a way to stack them and put them together in one piece rather than separately. Reason why is I just don't want to deal with two pieces of equipment dangling all over the place. I'd rather have everything in one shot. And also, I found a couple some of the cables that I can actually do a proper snake on this, so I can just extend it pretty easily. So I'm looking at that. One of the biggest things that I was debating on was to get a new recorder to replace the Zoom H5. I decided that if I do update, 90% of the time I might be getting the Tascam Podcaster 8. The reason why I'm looking at the 8, not 6. Pardon me. again, it's a little bit of a long day. The reason why I'm looking at the Podcaster 8 rather than 6 one, because of the TRR, the combo jack. You can do XLR and TRS, quarter inch. It's a combo input. So the ART prefer a combo input, so that'll be that. And also it's a 32-bit, so I don't have to worry about the audio level overall. I also looked at if I do expand to a four-person recording, and then I decide to stick with the tube, I might getting two more to get that. But to be honest with you, the Rodecaster works very well for four inputs for a microphone and unlimited Zoom calls or Teams calls or whatever calls to external guests. So that's going to be that. But yeah, no, I prefer using the tubes. It's the feel of tactile. It's kind of funny though, because if you ever done studio work before, it's nice to have, because I grew when I was studying audio production. I back in school, DAWs are starting, hasn't hit mainstream. Everyone's still doing analog or digital board with outboard gear. I learned all that, and I still prefer using outboard gear rather than a plugin in your DAW. Don't get me wrong, they do work very well, but I still I prefer the tactile feel of an outboard equipment itself. So that's why I'm kind of drawn into the ART mic, ART tube MP-C. So that's mic preamp with compressor tube. So like I had issues with them before, as you know, but they do work. The one that I have right now works perfectly. So I'm going to do research on that tomorrow, trying to figure out how to rack mount those guys and make them work. So yeah, I think that's all I have for tonight. Good night. I'll see you guys tomorrow.